Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Imagine you are walking along a golden beach where waves hum a sleepy tune. The stars are blinking like tiny nightlights. As you walk, you see a giant splash. Out from the waves pops a large blue tail. This belongs to Wanda, a whale with a very peculiar wish. Tonight, we journey beneath the waves to help a friend find where she truly belongs. Are you ready for an underwater quest? Wanda the whale was huge, with skin the color of a summer sky. But Wanda was sighing a very big sigh. "Oh, little hero," she said to you, "the ocean is just too much. It's too deep, too wide, and I'm always losing my favorite pebbles in the sand." You tilt your head surprised. How could anyone dislike the sea? Wanda leaned in close and whispered, "I want to live in a swimming pool. A nice, quiet pool with clear water and no grumpy crabs." She looked at you with big, hopeful eyes, wondering if you could help her. Being a brave hero, you decide to help Wanda explore this idea. You walk along the shoreline while Wanda swims alongside you in the shallows. Soon you spot a grand house with a bright blue circle in the backyard. "Look!" Wanda cried, leaping into the air. "That must be it! A perfect private ocean just for me." She didn't see the colorful umbrellas or the tiny plastic slides. To Wanda, that backyard pool looked like a shiny jewel. You felt a little nervous, though. A whale in a backyard? It seemed like a very tight squeeze for a friend. Wanda stared at the shimmering water of the pool. "Oh," she breathed, "it is truly magnificent." Now, magnificent is a wonderful word. It means something is so grand, beautiful, or impressive that it takes your breath away. Wanda thought the calm, still water was the most magnificent thing she had ever seen. She was tired of the wild waves and the messy seaweed. She wanted to be a magnificent whale in a magnificent, tidy pool. You watched as she took a deep breath, getting ready to make the biggest jump of her life. Are you ready to see what happens? With a mighty flick of her tail, Wanda launched herself out of the ocean. She soared through the air like a giant blue bird. But as she fell toward the backyard, she realized her aim was a little off. Instead of the big pool, she landed with a plop and a squish right into a tiny yellow plastic kiddie pool. Water splashed everywhere, soaking the grass and the garden gnomes. Wanda was stuck. Her head was on one side of the rim, and her tail was hanging off the other. It was not a magnificent sight at all. Wanda tried to wiggle, but the tiny pool just creaked. "Oh dear," she whimpered, "I can't even turn around." You ran over to help, patting her smooth, wet skin. The water in the kiddie pool was only a few inches deep, barely reaching her tummy. It was quiet, just like she wanted, but it was also very lonely. There were no fish to talk to, and no currents to carry her along. You realized that Wanda was starting to look very sad. The backyard felt very small for such a big, adventurous whale. She needed the deep water. As the sun began to set, Wanda looked back at the ocean. She saw the vast, sparkling horizon and the white foam of the waves. "I miss the tickle of the seaweed," she admitted softly. "I miss the way the whales sing to each other from miles away." She looked at the tiny yellow pool and sighed. "A pool is very neat, but it has no stories. It has no secrets. It has no room for a whale to be a whale. You nodded, understanding that sometimes we don't realize how special our own world is until we leave. Suddenly, a giant wave crashed against the shore, sending a rush of salty water toward the backyard. This was your chance. "Wiggle, Wanda, wiggle," you shouted. You grabbed a nearby toy shovel and started digging a path through the sand and grass toward the sea. Wanda pushed with her powerful fins, sliding inch by inch across the lawn. The water from the wave reached her, lifting her up just enough. With one last giant whoosh, Wanda slid out of the tiny pool and back down the beach. She was finally heading home to her big, beautiful blue sea. Wanda hit the ocean water with a joyful splash that reached the clouds. She dove deep, feeling the cold, refreshing pressure of the water she loved. She did a somersault and blew a huge fountain of water from her blowhole. Looking back at you on the beach, she called out, "Thank you, little hero. My ocean is noisy and messy, but it is mine. It is vast and full of wonder." You watched her swim away, her tail waving a happy goodbye. You realized the ocean wasn't just big. It was the perfect size for a magnificent whale. As Wanda disappeared into the deep blue, you sat back on the sand, feeling the warm breeze on your face. It's a wonderful thing to realize that where we belong is often the most special place of all. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, appreciate the vastness of your own world, for there is nowhere else quite like it. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright.